Praise the Lord. Today, we'll be reading from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Today, I want us to bow our heads and pray before we go to our message. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for another day you have made. And thank you, God, for your word you have prepared we're about to listen to. Heavenly Father, I pray, Jesus, that you would inspire us, God, as we speak your word. I pray, O God, as the messenger, that God, your message will pass through me. Lord, that those who will hear your word will know that you, God, has spoken. Thank you now and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme today is friendship is a sacrifice. It took the life of Jesus to reunite us with God. He made the sacrifice so that you and I will recognize our wrong and reconcile with God. He paid the price for our sins. Following Jesus is a sacrifice. I want us to look at the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 18 to 23. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 18 to 23 reads, Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, All these things I have observed from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. Hallelujah. Living what is best to you and following Jesus is a sacrifice. The Bible tells me that the rich man came to Jesus. He wanted to follow him. But he needed to make a sacrifice by selling all that he had and giving the money to the poor, and then he would come to follow Jesus. This is why people that he called are people that are willing to make the sacrifice. Because it is difficult to leave everything you have to follow Jesus. And so people that Jesus called are people that are willing to make the sacrifice. If you are not willing to make the sacrifice, it will be very difficult for you to follow Jesus. I know many are willing to receive the call of God. But the challenges is to accept the sacrifices they're going to make. The willingness to accept those sacrifices you will make. And this is why many people have the call of God, but they're still finding excuses. Because friendship is his sacrifice. If you are a friend to Jesus, then you must be willing to make the sacrifice. Amen. In Luke chapter 18, verse 23, Jesus told the rich man, "Sell all that you have and give the money to the poor. Come and follow me." Now, the Bible described this man as a rich man, meaning he has values. He has things that were to his pleasure that he couldn't just do easily by giving it away. And this is the most difficult thing for many of us. I know you may be a businessman, and you may have more money, your businesses may be running and kept you busy. But Jesus is calling you, come and follow me. You may find it difficult to leave your businesses and come and follow Jesus. But when God calls you, he's prepared to take care of you. Hallelujah. He told Peter, come and follow me, I will make you fishers of men. Peter would have found excuses because he did not go back home to let his family know I'm going to follow Jesus. He may have not left a bag of money with his family because the Bible tells me that they tore all night and they caught nothing. So it tells me he was left with nothing when Jesus called him, come and follow me. Hallelujah. And Jesus showed him the miracle by telling him, throw the net on the other side. And when he threw the net, he saw the miracle of God by catching many fishes. When Jesus tells you, come and follow me, he has prepared a way that he's going to take care of you. And many of us do not know this because we are still finding it difficult to walk with Jesus. When you are a Christian and you follow Jesus, he will take care of you. In Proverbs chapter 3, 5 to 6 says, trust in me with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will make your path straight. And so if we decide to follow Jesus, then we must be willing to make the sacrifice or sacrifices. By trusting him and leaving everything we can to glorify him. The word is keeping us busy and making us lazy in the Lord. Many of us don't even have the time to read our Bibles. Many of us don't even have the time to spend with God. Many of us don't make ourselves available to pray. We have become busy in the world, going after things of this world. And the Bible tells us that the word and the desires will pass away, but the man who does the word of God will live forever. And if we are not sensitive to the devices of the devil, we follow the things of this world, and it will lead us to hell. I want to encourage you today. Those of you that are listening to me, I want to encourage you today. Friendship is a sacrifice. If you decided to follow Jesus, be willing to make a sacrifice. I know it's difficult to leave your family. I know it's difficult to leave your businesses. I know it's difficult to abandon your education. I know it's difficult to abandon your ministry. But listen to me, when God is telling you leave, He's going to provide a better way. Yes, you established the ministry. Yes, you have been the one God been using in that ministry. But the same God is speaking to you today. I want you to go to another place. I've prepared for you. You have to make a sacrifice. Even though the church was nowhere, and God raised it up for His glory. Whatever way He promised, He will take care of you. You must obey it. You may find it difficult sometimes to understand the perfect word of God, but I want to encourage you today. Jesus made a sacrifice for us on the cross so that we'll be able to get a second chance that will enable us to be with Jesus. His death, burial, and resurrection has given us a second chance. If we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Bible says, we'll be saved. I don't know in what manner of life are you making sacrifices for Jesus. If you are not in a position, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and encourage you to do the word of God. And God will bless you. Just to be a disciple of Jesus is a sacrifice. You must be willing to sacrifice before you can serve God faithfully. Make Jesus your best friend. God bless you. Amen.